Welcome to a new podcast of the EAH. This is Mia Young,
Alex Auvin,
Ian Roy,
Sophia Papp,
and Anya Peters.
And today we are going to be talking about The Invisible Man's Chapter 2, and specifically asking why True Blood is rewarded by the white people in the town and given attention, given money, and even listened to by Norton, while the black kids at the school all look upon him in shame, and even Invisible Man is disgusted by him. So why this contrast?
Okay. Well, my first thought was, well, we saw that, like, after True Blood, like, explained what had happened, Norton was, like, in shock. Like, he didn't even know what to say, and, like, claimed he, like, needed his whiskey and stuff like that. But, like, before all that, he, like, gave him, like, what, like, a $100 bill. Mm-hmm. And I think he might have done that either. Do you think he was, like, scared?
Or no, like, it definitely implies that, like, it lets you infer that he may have done that to his own daughter.
And that, like, I mean, that that's what I thought. Like,
because if
lot.
He was describing her as so beautiful, and she
tall
died,
glass of water.
A tall glass.
And then tall, drink from and drink again.
Oh, yeah, man, he's in the car talking about his daughter. Yeah.
That's what I first thought of, because, like, even before I read the chapter.
And then he looked. He says, like, you have looked upon chaos and are not destroyed. He was, like, shocked that he hasn't been morally or society destroyed by the fact that he's done
because
that.
Because everyone knows. He was, like, and with Norton, people probably, like, don't know.
Yeah.
You kind of like if it's okay if he does it, it's okay if I do it type thing.
And, like, obviously Norton's, maybe people do even know about that because Norton's, like, a wealthy white man, so it could be.
Say anything.
What?
So, like, people aren't, like.
Yeah.
So
no.
People don't come after
so
him because of his status.
Up. Right.
It's easier for him and it's wide openly known.
Yeah. And he still probably feels guilty, which is probably why he gave the money to him.
Oh, because people of his, like, color and, like, his community are shunning him.
And giving him that. It's weird that True Blood feels no guilt for doing this. And it seems that Norton does.
Well, it's because True Blood's in, like, that state of mind where he was like, it was a dream. Like, it wasn't even my fault. You
he tries to give excuses.
But there's no way, like, he actually believes that. Like, there's no way.
No, I know.
More like an excuse, probably. Cover up. Yeah. Like, he's saying he was in a dream. Is it inferred that the dream isn't real?
I don't know.
No, it's not.
Or I thought the dream was a dream. I thought that was just his, like, dream. I didn't think that was, like,
that's what caused
real.
Or is it him, like,
Mr. Chisnell said, like, the dream is not just a dream. Like, there's got to be something. It's
right. So like, I think it's, like, his way of coping.
There
with,
is a motivation.
There's like, his conscious and his unconscious is what Mr. Chisnell was talking about.
So
maybe he's dreaming about it because it actually happened, but it is,
well,
like, it didn't.
Well, he woke up in the act.
Yeah.
So
maybe dream, like, sleepwalking or something like that.
Ooh.
Lost control?
Like, because sleepwalking, like, I've heard stories, like, people, like, actually can, like, do completely normal things you would actually doing during the day.
Yeah.
But you're sleeping, and then you can wake up in the middle of it, and then you're still, like, you know, halfway through baking a cookie or something like that. Like, it happened to my family, it's true.
It could be, but I don't know. I just feel like there's more to it.
I just don't understand why they would be, like, giving him money.
Yeah, like, how do you think,
like,
people would react
for the,
if Norton,
quote-unquote, for the kids? Like, he gave True Blood the money for the kids.
But
you know,
I don't think
not
they feel
that
bad for the kids, because there are a lot of poor black children in that community, and they're not helping them.
No, if anything, like, I don't know, I wouldn't want to give someone, like, that money.
Do they have, like, a satisfaction? And, like, I don't know, like, why are they, like,
it's almost as if they're supporting it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously that's not how it comes off, but it comes off as that. Like, oh, this man, like, had intercourse with his daughter and she's now pregnant. Like, let me give him money.
I see, like, kind of like someone who was guilty for a while about something, and then now they see someone who's done the exact same thing as them, and it's widely known, and now, like, that kind of could take off a burden for that person.
Do you think they feel bad?
Do you think they see someone that's done something even worse than what they're doing?
And, like...
Like, being racist.
Oh,
they're like, wow, this man's worse than us. Let's keep
him
around.
He's worse than being racist. He...
Maybe. Like, they made
that. I can't be that bad if this person's this bad.
Like, feeling better about themselves because they're insecure about something they had done. And they're like, okay, well, I'm not as bad anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wonder if, like they're rewarding him because this is the place they think black people in the community, like, this is what they think black people are. Or, I don't know. I'm trying to think of how they see him. Like,
I don't think,
how they see True Blood?
Mm-hmm. To sound bad, but, like, they obviously, they already see black people as less, like, yeah, you know, below. And I wonder if, like, they have to see him as even below that.
Yeah. Right? Well, like, they were talking about how, well, True Blood, the way he explained it, he made it seem like the people, the black people at the college, like the students and stuff, yeah, all hated him because, yeah, of what he's done. But then the white people, not, they don't praise him by any means, but they, like,
but they like someone who's, like, dirtying the image of the, yeah, black community, which is, mm-hmm,
weird. Well, when he says, when he says it's for the kids, I might have just totally inferred this wrong.
No, that's fine.
Did he mean the kids that have not been born yet?
Oh.
Because that's what I think.
Oh,
probably.
I like, you know, this that is for the kids. Like, you're going to need extra money because, like, there's, you have two kids on the way.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, well, here's, like, they're, so you have
still, like, you're, so then maybe he did one. Oh, care.
I found it
because that makes that person different.
Well, he feels bad for the kids that are going to be born,
like, into this, like, messed up family.
That's your, literally, it's, that's your dad, but your grandpa? Ugh.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting. Like, that's going to have a really weird,
I mean,
impact.
That kid's also probably going to come out, like, not messed, okay, up, messed up, so.
Right. No, you're definitely right about needing the extra money. But, yeah, like I was going to say, True Blood kind of had that state of mind where he was like, oh, all these white people are, like, asking me questions. There's so many that came here and asked, you know, like, mm-hmm, interviewed him, kind of, almost, mm-hmm, to, like, get the story out of him. And he's, like, takes it as, like, an honor. But I feel like what you said, like, Sophia, the white people are paying him so much attention because they like someone that gives the black people a dirty image.
Yeah.
Probably. And it makes the white people look so much better.
Yeah, it makes them look better. So they're obviously going to go to him and, like, try and be nice about it and be like, oh, tell us your story so they can put it everywhere, you know?
And maybe True Blood doesn't just feel honor. Maybe they make him feel like, yeah, he's getting honor. So, he keeps feeling like, oh, I can reciprocate this story. Right. I can,
exactly,
keep telling this story.
Like, I think it was Invisible Man talked about how casual he, like, was talking about it to them. Like,
yeah,
it was,
yeah,
nothing.
Like, he's told that story, like, 20 all other times.
Yeah, like, so many times.
Mm-hmm. Someone who acts casual is been, like, has been given, like, prior feelings to be able to be casual, mm-hmm, with,
like,
that type,
okay,
of topic. Yeah, like, it's okay.
Right.
It's
like, the white people are like, oh, it's okay, so just keep talking.
I wonder, so, like, they say, like, they're asking him questions and writing it down in a book. I wonder if he thinks he's not invisible, or if, like, I'm thinking about, like, this interaction between, like, the white people who are curious and True Blood. And, like, do they still see him as invisible? Or did somehow this act give him some more, like, visibility or legitimacy,
right,
in their eyes?
Whether it's good or bad.
Or if it just further, like, shoved him into a category of,
yeah,
now you're not only black, you're black, and you,
I think it could,
well,
be a mix
raped
of both.
Your daughter.
I think at first he became not invisible. But I think, you know, after time had passed, like, now he's just, like, people know about what happened.
I definitely think it's...
He was just a headline.
Yes.
I definitely think he's getting recognition and he's being seen. But I think he's kind of taking that as just getting attention, but it's not good attention.
Exactly.
It's
very bad. I don't think they care about him as an individual or even his children.
No,
I think
they just want the story. They're like, oh, this is, like, big gossip. Like, we need to tell people about this and, like, know about it. And then, you know, making him feel recognized so that he keeps talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was gonna say something.
Well, this is, like, off topic, but not off topic. I was confused at the part in the book where,
mm-hmm,
she talks about going to the, what was the word? Like, the maiden, not the maid, or the
housewife, or whatever.
Was she gonna get an abortion?
No, mm-hmm, a housewife, I think, or this house something. I know what you're talking about. They help deliver babies,
yeah,
and, like, I remember I read A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, and they had something like that. Like, there was this woman they paid.
That's what I thought.
She called a midwife.
Midwife.
That's what I thought.
She helped take the baby out,
yeah,
and I don't know, maybe they thought the midwife would gossip.
Well, no, that's what I thought, but then True Blood was like, I don't want that woman near my house at all, or else I'm throwing.
It was an aunt. It was an aunt of the family.
Do you think maybe she was going to take the child?
She could probably have.
Maybe she would have been mad, because if it was an aunt, she knew the family. Like, she's a part of that family. So if she knew how that baby was,
but,
like,
it doesn't
conceived,
even matter, regardless if it was part of the family or not, everyone already knew about what had happened.
Right, and so, then like, he put it out there. Like, he gave it.
Exactly.
He gave the story like, maybe to everybody, like, so I don't understand why
I think I was just confused. I thought it was she was going to get some sort of an abortion illegally but
I kind of dismissed it at first because I didn't understand that contradiction either. Like, if everyone already knows and he's sharing it.
That's why I was so confused.
Is there, like, some role that this woman has that I don't understand?
I think she was probably going to take the child.
Mm, and no, and he made it such a big... Like, he didn't think by saying he was going to kill her. Like,
I don't know why he wants to keep the child, personally, but...
Probably because they've made it seem like it's okay.
I don't think they have many other options.
Oh, yeah, in his mind, he's okay.
Yeah, it's okay now. Like, he's been made to seem like this baby...
Well, is he okay with the act or with the baby?
I think because of the act, now he's accepted the fact that he has this baby as, like, something that's not... weird, something that's normal.
I feel I feel like we look over the fact, because you know how he says it happened during a dream, that whole thing, and nobody believes him. Everyone's like, okay, no, you literally tried to.
How else does that
right,
happen?
Right, that's just your cover up.
But like he talks about it in such like you said, like a casual way. I feel like maybe we should look at that perspective. Like if True Blood like legitimately thinks he was like, in a dream.
Oh, and another thing with like the white people, thing. Like why was the dream in the White House and why was he like
like what was the what was the significance
there
behind
was that
his
woman
dream?
Right this in the cuckoo clock
yes like the rich house that he was talking about
was she into it the daughter
I couldn't get
he said that he woke
up
with her on top of him. I'm pretty sure
no
did he not
no but she was saying like when
yeah
his mom,
I thought so I thought it was he woke up and she was
then
on
she
top
like,
of him because he was just sitting there. He was just like or, like, laying there. That's what I thought.
Either way, I don't know. You don't see the daughter's perspective in this. You don't.
No,
so you can't,
I
feel like there's not a whole lot to interpret from her perspective.
But he said she was moving. And he was just laying there. That's why I was
confused. Like, she was the one on top.
Okay, either way.
So, that's why I'm like, was she into it? Like,
but I don't know. I don't know how she feels about, like, having the child.
Child.
And I don't know why she would want to keep him.
We don't get to see her perspective,
know,
so I feel like
so
it's
but, yeah,
relatively
I think her perspective
irrelevant.
Is, yeah, kind of irrelevant because, like,
it doesn't
change anything that he's done.
Right. No. And before he even said he was in the dream state, he was talking about how he was, like, he could, like, feel her beside him and stuff like that.
And
talking
she's, like,
about
putting
her in a central way.
But, calling him, like,
right, so clearly the intention was there, whether it was in a dream or not.
I do think the setting of the dream is really important. Like, they're super, like, nice.
Of course,
because
I'm trying to find it right now.
Maybe jealousy.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I thought it was some type of jealousy in terms of,
and
like...
And the woman was, like, taunting him in the dream.
Yeah, everything in the room was white, and I know I have no business there. I'm trying to get out, can't find the door. I smell a woman, so that could be like a more like kind of lucid like
right. Oh yeah,
like she's laying next to him.
Yeah, yeah. Like literally they're there.
Maybe his dream's like his subconscious, like his head is like making it okay.
Yeah,
like it's so intense because like it's such an intense feeling and action that he might feel like it's kind of just happening without him actually doing it. Like it is sort of dreaming, like
probably,
a disassociation.
He's like it's a dream, so it's okay, you know.
Right.
Like you said, like a lucid dream. Like he knows what he's
like,
doing in a
like,
way.
You know, if you have like people have like really random weird dreams. Like he could have genuinely thought it was. I don't know.
Exactly.
Don't
like
really
we have no idea.
It,
all we see is his perspective, his words.
Yeah.
Like if we saw like the wife's or the girl's, especially then
the daughter.
Well, I was confused because when he wakes up from this dream, he's like so not okay with what's going on. Do you know what I mean?
But he doesn't move.
But because
he says he's not okay.
He has his reasoning
for morals. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Okay, wait.
No,
so
that's really messed up. If it happened to any other person, that would immediately stop. It would never have happened.
Right.
Yeah, it would never have happened.
So, like, back to the question of, like, why the white people might be accepting it. I was reading on page 58, the dream, like, it kind of ends when he says, not ends, but a sign that Mr. Broadnecks, which is the guy's house he was at, he says they just, bad word, leave him to it. And he's saying, like, that's, like, something he expects him to do. So I wonder just, like, you might have to read it in the context because I couldn't read it. But,
where is it?
I don't know why, like, if Mr. Broadnecks is, like, the white person, like, why would he be someone who would reward True Blood too, like that person in the dream? Or I don't know.
No, you're good.
Maybe that was like okaying it.
Yeah, him. Like, it's, like, okaying it. Right. It's,
oh,
like,
they're just, almost, like, just expecting it.
Just let them do it.
That's just, like, what they do. We use a different word than okaying.
Okaying?
It's, like...
Accepting.
Yeah. Accepting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, accepting.
No, it was, like, allowing it.
A type of...
Dude, maybe even, like...
Maybe, like, just, like, letting it pass.
Do you think, like, he wants it to happen? Like, being, like, oh...
Maybe subconsciously. Because, like, when we're hearing him talk about his, like, daughter before, like, he's obviously finds her beautiful.
Are well, of course, like, obsessively. Like, just not oh, yeah. so, like, obsessively, yeah. like,
yeah.
like
three, repeats it three times. Repeats, like talking about it three times.
And then, like, he has a dream about her. So, like, obviously, subconsciously,
he wants her.
He
compared
to.
It to his wife.
Yeah, exactly. Like, a younger version of his wife,
prettier.
But prettier. And then he talks about how she's grown out and stuff like that. So, like, he obviously wants to. And when he dreams about it, having this... white man who he might see as superior to him, you know, mm-hmm. because of the times,
make
is,
that connection.
Oh, like letting him do it.
Right.
Then he's like, oh, okay. And then.
Yeah. Oh, that is weird.
So he only does it after the white man allows him
yeah.
to. So, like, up until that point, there was a barrier in between that mm-hmm. he couldn't do it because of his morals. And then once a white man
like
allows him
changed.
To. He accepts it.
Right.
As
like,
he's
it doesn't
still,
matter because of the social status. Like, as long
exactly.
as he's, like, being. Putting.
You know, he's just doing what he's supposed to do, according to this guy.
And then I was actually just thinking, so True Blood does something that's, like, shameful and that, he does something shameful and that humiliates him, and he gets paid for it. And then I was just thinking, like, to earlier in the book, another thing that, like, humiliating people thing people do is they wrestle for the coins and they get paid for really? Humiliating themselves. So
it
that's
was,
just
that was
so
an
weird,
awful, that was
weird.
That was awful
right.
to read. Like, I felt like that was so
yeah.
bad.
Like,
no,
I
like,
just
meant
like,
weird
theme
the repeated,
where,
like
white
abuse.
People pay black people to humiliate themselves.
Yep.
First yeah, of all, blindly, so having them fight blindly in this thing and then having them, like, get money, like, oh, like, you're done now, and then it's, like, electrified, like...
Mm. Yeah, just, like, that's... larger, like, theme-wise, like, I wonder, like, why that has happened twice now.
I assume it's gonna happen a lot more in the book.
Probably.
And just...
concerning the time.
No, but, like, and, like, the fact that, like, the black people are so, like, brainwashed that they're just, like, so okay with that. They're, like,
and they go against each
anything.
Other, too.
That's why they go against each other, they go
yeah.
against
they don't try to help themselves, yeah. or each other to
and
help
then,
themselves.
Like,
when the
I
guy
wonder,
was, like,
he was, like,
please,
why?
Like, just fake it, like, you know what I mean? The guy was,
yeah.
like, no, I'm not risking that.
He
just
yeah, and he kept giving,
up.
He kept, like, okay, $5 more. Like, he kind of raised the price
so, like,
on
that
it.
Guy, like, fighting him to get money and, like, doing something that's, like, not morally
right
could be, like... True Blood doing what he did to his daughter.
Connection.
They're already brainwashed and it's like just
it could be that,
and in
yeah.
both cases, like, I guess the white people benefit from this, like, enforcement of the hierarchy because if they're able to, like,
make them look bad.
Mm-hmm. Make them look bad and even
then it's like that
worse
shows
by
where
getting, making them look
like,
so desperate.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
yeah,
like,
you're right.
Like, look what they do kind of
and
thing.
So it's a system where, like, if you want to get money, you have to
please the white man.
Yeah, and yeah. like make yourself look bad. So in the process of getting money,
right?
It's
you
like
make
yourself look like
yeah.
insane.
Yeah.
So in a way, I feel like the white people are not rewarding True Blood. Like
right.
True Blood might think that, but
oh,
they're not. That's not
yeah.
what they're doing. You know, they're
yeah.
making him look stupid. But to True Blood, like, it is a reward because of all
money.
The attention and it's money and it's, you know, access. But
do you think
it's not.
Worth it? Like.
It may be in
like
his
on
mind.
A really individual level, do you think like yeah, like in his mind he's like, well, my family's better off. Like if you're one of those little
or
boys who are playing with new toys that he
like
has,
that.
Like
and he was
would
probably just
like,
so
okay.
oblivious, like he doesn't get it.
Well, I'm sure he has to get it at some he has to like
at some level maybe,
yeah.
but
he has to understand what
I don't
he's doing.
Think so.
I think he does.
I definitely think he understands it.
Also rewarding bad behavior and like while the whole black community doesn't accept it.
Mm.
In the way that Invisible Man kind of reacted to it, how he disgusted he was, kind of like he's been doing all this like good stuff
mm-hmm.
and like not
yeah,
being
like,
recognized
mm-hmm.
for it. So
right.
now that he sees someone doing bad stuff getting rewarded, like what's even the point? It like
right.
it, for people mm-hmm. seeing that, it'd probably be like, well, what's even the point? What's
yeah.
even
oh,
like,
yeah,
trying to be a good person?
So if you like act,
so they're rewarding someone who's mm-hmm. doing bad stuff.
So maybe that right there could have led to, like, what we saw in the prologue, like, over a long period of time. Because, like, I'm assuming it's going to keep happening, you know, where white people are, like, rewarding bad, like,
yeah.
things that
just, like,
black
immoral.
People are doing. He probably gets so, like, confused and, like,
yeah,
done with it, so it could lead to a mental break.
Definitely done with it, yeah.
So this seems like a good place to wrap up.
All right.
I think we answered the question pretty well.
Yeah.
We went on for a little bit. All right, well, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in to EAH.
This is the one person who tunes in. This is just
him. Just him. Chase Daddy.
Oh. Yeah. He's going to hear that.
You know he has a poster with Chiz Daddy in his
room. This is Sophia Bapp.
And you're out.
Ian Roy.
Yeah, we know Ian. This is A.E.